بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن كعب بن عجرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم احضر المنبر. فحضرنا فلما ارتقى الدرجة قال آمين، ثم ارتقى الدرجة الثانية فقال آمين، ثم ارتقى الدرجة الثالثة فقال آمين. فلما فرغ نزل عن المنبر فقلنا يا رسول الله سمعنا منك اليوم شيئا ما كنا نسمعه. قال إن جبرائيل عرض لي فقال بعد من أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له، فقلت آمين. فلما رقيت الثانية قال بعد من ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي، فقلت آمين. فلما رقيت الثالثة قال بعد من أدرك أبويه الكبر أو أحدهما فلم يدخل الجنة، فقلت آمين. رواه الحاكم. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi Ka'ab bin Ujrah radiyallahu ta'ala an says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba to come close to the minbar. He said, "Uhdur al-minbar," come close to the minbar. So we all assembled. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the first step of the minbar and he said, "Ameen." Then the second step and he said, "Ameen." And the third step and he said, "Ameen." When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed, then he came down from the minbar, when he descended from the minbar, we said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we heard today something very strange from you, which we did not hear previously. You said, Ameen, the first time, second time, and the third time, Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Jibra'il alayhi salatu salam came to me, and he said, curse be to that person who finds the month of Ramadan, and he is still not forgiven for his sins. So on that I said, Ameen. And when I ascended the second step, he said, curse be to that person in front of whom you are mentioned. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, and that person does not send durood and salam upon you. So I said, Ameen. And when I climbed the third step, he said, curse be that person who finds his parents at old age, either one of them or both, and despite finding them at old age, he does not make the khidmat and hence does not enter Jannah. On that I said, Ameen. This hadith is a very common hadith we share in the month of Ramadan. Three important aspects have been mentioned. Firstly, the importance of spending Ramadan correctly, and more importantly, seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in our du'as and iftar, sehri during the day, O Allah, forgive all my sins. And we should make a concerted effort to make sincere tawbah. It should not happen. Ramadan comes, it goes by, and still we are not forgiven, because such a person has been cursed by Allah via Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, and rahmatul alameen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually saying Ameen to that curse. And then the second one is that a person who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is taken. So when we hear Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, at least we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, that person who does not send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is also cursed. And the third person is one who does not look after his parents. Very similar words have been mentioned in other ahadith. Rasulullah said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ. We will concentrate today on the virtues of durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif is one of the greatest of ibadat and ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most virtuous acts, good deeds, is sending durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ. The word أَنْف in Arabic means nose. رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ is used to show when a person is disturbed with another person, he's angry, he's upset. He says, may your nose be rubbed in dust. Which person? ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ. That my name is taken in front of him and still he does not send durood and salam upon me. So we should send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. And being Friday, there are many ahadiths which explain the virtues or encourage us to send extra durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the greatest ibadat on a Friday. On the Jumu'ah, one of the greatest ibadat and most virtuous and meritorious ibadat is sending durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best of days in the week is Friday. Fihi khuliqa Adam is the day when Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was created. Wa fihi qubida, it is the same day, Friday, when Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was taken away by Allah Ta'ala, he got mort. Wa fihi an-nafkha, it is that day when the sur, the trumpet will be blown. فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِيهِ. Nabi Kareem says, therefore, send abundant durood upon me on a Friday. In other words, extra durood. Every day you're sending, but increase your salat upon me on a Friday. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيَّ. Wherever you may be sitting, whichever country in the world, whichever place, whichever town, whichever city, when you send durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that durood is carried by the angels. Like in one hadith, it is mentioned, Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahin. Verily Allah has special angels deputed with this task, that they move around. They roam around the world. Different gullies, different villages, different towns and countries, just to pick up the durood and salam a person is reciting upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they then convey that salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, your salam, your durood and salam is presented to me. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, kifa tu'radu alayka salatuna waqad aramta, ay waqad balita. That after you leave this world, and when a person leaves this world, he's buried, and then his body is decomposed, so then how will our salat be presented to you in that condition? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Allah has made it haram upon the soil and the earth to devour and decompose the body of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The body is never becomes decomposed. The body is intact. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings back the ruh in a manner which Allah ta'ala knows best. The ruh comes back to that messenger. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we send salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our belief is that he is hayat in his qabr and he responds to our salam, durood and salam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. It is mentioned in hadith, al-bakhiru man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. The person who does not send durood upon me, he is regarded as al-bakhir, a kanjus, a miser. Another hadith is, abkhalun nas, the biggest of the misers. The biggest of the misers, or the most miserly person, is that person who fails to send durood upon me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man salla alayya wahidatan. A person who sends just one durood upon me. Man salla alayya wahidatan, sallallahu alayhi ashara. You send just one durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah blesses you 10 times. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that you send one durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your daraja by 10 times. Another hadith says, Allah ta'ala will give you 10 blessings. So Allah will send 10 mercies upon you. He will raise your rank in Jannah by 10. He will give you 10 sawab. And in one hadith, 10 of your sins will be wiped out. Ya Muhammad, man salla alayka marratan aw qala wahidatan kataba Allah lahu biha 10 hasanatin wa maha anhu 10 sayyi'atin wa rafa'a lahu biha 10 darajat. This is the hadith that I explain now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, sallu alayya, send durood upon me. When a person sends durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith is mentioned, fa inna salatakum alayya zakatun. Your durood you sent, it becomes a means of wiping out your sins. You send durood upon me, Allah wipes off your sin. Qala, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Was'alu Allah li al-wasilata. Ask Allah to grant me wasilah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking us, the ummatis, to make dua that Allah grants him wasilah. So sahaba asked, what is wasilah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'la darajatin fil jannah. La yanaluha illa rajulun. Wa arju an akuna ana dhalika rajul. He says, it is the highest place in Jannah. Wasila or Maqama Mahmood, is another name. The highest point in Jannah. And only one man will get it. He says, I hope it will be me. Therefore, he is telling his ummah to make dua for him that he gets that position. What hasn't Nabi Kareem Sallam done for us? My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters sitting at home, dua after adhan, immediately after adhan, the very first thing according to the hadith we should be reciting is durood upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu alayya. Read durood, then read the dua after azan. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma. When a person does this, Nabiya Kareem says, Hallat lahu shafa'ati. My intercession becomes wajib for such a person. On the day of Qiyamah, I will intercede on behalf of that person. In the dua after azan, we are asking Allah Ta'ala to grant Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-wasila o maqama mahmood, the highest of places, the highest of positions. In our dua, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that we should read durood in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. The adab of dua, will do it, we have done it previously. But first you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you find in all our duas, Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhi. First we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are, after that we send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That dua which is wrapped up, you see, between two duroods, durood in the beginning, durood in the end. Then according to the kitabs, the dua is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, in one particular hadith, a sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, how much of my dua must I make durood upon you? I'm making dua. How much of the dua I must, in the dua must I send durood upon? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how much you wish? So this particular sahabi, in that particular incident, he says that, if I read, quarter of my dua, I make it only durood. Bisham said, very good, no problem. And if you increase it, it's good for you. He said, okay, half of my dua, only durood upon you. He said, if you wish so, very good. If you read more, it's better for you. He says, two-thirds of my dua. Bisham said, if you wish so, you can do that. وَإِن زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ. And even if you read more durood, it's better for you. So this particular sahabi said, أَجْعَرُ لَكَ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا. My whole dua, I will only durood upon you. On that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ وَيُغْفَرَ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. If you do so, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you for all your matters. All your worries, all your concerns, hum, your grief, your sorrow, your problems. Allah will suffice you. That is, Allah will take care of all your matters and all your concerns. And Allah ta'ala will forgive you all your sins. So of course, in dua, we got to ask Allah ta'ala so many other things. But now and then, make a dua with only durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is dua? What is durood? Durood is dua and also zikr. It's dua and zikr. So durood sharif is dua and zikr. So sometimes you make dua with only durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will get this benefit. And on the day of Qiyamah, a person gains the shafa'at, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just taking a few more minutes because this is a very important aspect of our deen, to recite durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man qala, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa anzilhu al-maq'ad al-muqarrab indaka yawm al-qiyamah, wajabat lahu shafa'ati. Whoever reads this dua, durood, O Allah, send salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant him al-maq'ad al-muqarrab, the close position. That is maqama mahmood. That is what we were talking about, wasila. Oh Allah, grant him maqama mahmood. Grant him wasila. Grant him the highest position in Jannat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever makes this durood, wajabat lahu shafa'ati. My intercession becomes wajib for him. I will intercede on his behalf on the day of Qiyamah. And therefore we find Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his 40 durood and salam that we read, indeed the words that have been mentioned in that kitab, 40 durood, are all extracted from different ahadith. Different ahadith. Some from Bukhari Sharif, from Muslim Sharif, from Nasai Sharif. Different ahadith. The words, the wordings, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has put all together. Now this durood also appears there. Allahumma anzil al-maq'ad al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyamah. And what do we get? We get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem has mentioned, man salla alayya hatta yusbiha ashran wa hina yumsi ashran adrakathu shafa'ati. At least this much, 10 times in the morning, 10 times durood in the evening, then that person will get my intercession on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Before we leave, at least, or as we go into the car, as we go home, 10 times durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever durood we know, the best of durood is what we read in after At-Tahiyyat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad wa ma sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Otherwise, simple durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Nabi al-Ummi. That is the riwayat in this kitab. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he tells a sahabi to read 1,000 times durood upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Jum'ah. And great virtues have been mentioned. So simple, we can't read 1,000 times durood sharif. Whatever we are able to read, whichever durood which is authentic, sabit, read it. As a Shaykh's kitab, if you read it, inshallah, all the wordings are there. Oh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Nabi al-Ummi. It's a Mubarak day, whilst in the shop, whilst driving to school or work, just take out our tasbih, one of our fingers, sallallahu ala Nabi al-Ummi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I didn't mention, but there are so many virtues of just sending durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person is forgiven, his ranks goes higher in the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala gives him blessing. Allah Ta'ala brings nur in his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this durood as a means of his najat and salvation in the hereafter. It becomes a means of Allah Ta'ala taking care of his needs in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him basharat of jannat before his mort. Before he passes, Allah will show him, Allah will give him glad tidings of jannat. It is a means of fulfilling our needs. You got some problem, some hajat. Raise your hand. Read durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala will fulfill your need. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alayhi.